This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Imagine being not only a champion golfer, but the star of a movie as well. Now, imagine being only 7 years old. A new documentary called The Short Game follows several young golfers from around the world. Two of them live right here in South Florida.
Hi, I'm Alexa Pano.
Hi, I'm Alan Kornikova.
So now I'm looking at the movie posters right in front of us here, and I see your names on it. Alan, let me first, before we get into golf, what has this experience been like for you to actually be in a movie?
Great experience. Golf, definitely, if you want to be a champion, you will be if you put in a lot of work, especially the amount of work we put in. Golf really brought us a long way to be in a movie and to also be here and have a great time. Golf brought us a whole bridge over the world.
And Alexa, what is it like to be not only a golf star, but a movie star?
It probably shouldn't change our lives any more than we have, because the only way that we got in this movie is by playing golf. So if we quit golf, it's not going to mean anything that we're in this movie. So even after this movie, we're still normal kids that just play golf.
Now, that's a good thing that you said that. You're normal kids, and you feel that way, even though you live in kind of an interesting world that maybe some of your friends don't live in, right? I mean, you are out, in addition to going to school every day, you're playing golf, and you're working, and you're competing. So, Alan, tell me a little bit about that, if you would.
I definitely love competing. Competing is one of the best parts of the game. I mean, especially just playing the course, it's great.
It sounds to me like both of you were kind of looking for, I don't know if you want to say it's a career, but I mean, you know, at a really young age. I mean, I have two kids that are a little bit older than you, and they have no idea what they want to do, and you guys are so, like, laser focused on this.
Yes, it definitely is. I will play golf through the rest of my life, no matter what it takes.
Now, Alexa, you live in Lake Worth. I'm assuming you go to school with kids who maybe don't have the same drive as you. What is their reaction to what you do? Do they understand it? Do they accept it? Do you get any bad stuff from people about how committed you are to golf?
My friends usually support me. They think it's great that I'm doing a sport, and now that I'm in a movie, they think that I'm the greatest thing. I think some of them were a little bit jealous, but I'm not worried about that, because it's not about losing my friends, because I know I'll always have my friends in golf.
What are your plans for when you, like, graduate from high school? Are you going to go to college, or are you going to just do the pro tour? What are the long-term goals?
I'm going to go to the pro tour as quick as possible and hopefully turn out to be the next Jordan Spieth, just a little bit younger, and try to go from no stats on tour and be really young, like 16, 17, even earlier would be great, 14, 15. I also want to speak 5 or 6 languages. Right now I have 2 or 3. I speak a little bit of Spanish. I'm learning a little bit of Chinese, and I speak fluent Russian and English.
Can you give us a little Russian?
Да, я могу сказать много вещей в по-русски.
And what does that mean?
I can say a lot of things in Russian.
The Short Game opens September 20th. For more information, visit theshortgamemovie.com. To hear more creative conversations, log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and you can follow me on Twitter @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.